Yeah, man.
Nice. It's a brisk evening.
Brisk.
Brisk for Florida.
A little chilly.
There's a chill.
But nice.
Yeah, I should wait.
Cool beer. Well, you do what you got to do, man. So what we have today is cheeky.
I'm doing the cheeky bastard.
Cheeky booger.
Again, all these are brewed here, down here at Southern Brewing.
Southern Brewney.
And this is the cheeky bastard, which is it's an English IPA, basically. And you've got the...
I have the Florida Common, which apparently we just learned is similar to the California Common, which I know so much about.
Which, yeah.
Except it's got more citrus.
Which, is, yeah, it's like California citrus, what they just put Florida citrus in.
It's the same. It's like California is basically Florida. Like, it's California is the original Florida.
Yeah.
And Florida's like, oh, I want to be the Sunshine State. I want to be the... I want to have Disney World.
They don't have the brutal heat out there, though.
No, it's the humidity, I think, is what makes the difference.
Humidity's not good.
No.
Okay.
All right,
I'm going to jump into the cheeky bastard.
This is the cheeky bastard. After it was poured, it had
a
rich, velvety head.
Velvet.
I've gotten velvety head before.
Oh, and the colors are pretty much the same.
Yeah, these both look identical.
No cloudiness to it. Just a little bit of...
Yours is a little more amber.
It's a little darker.
Mine's like Mine's like the color you'd get if you
It's like a Miller Lite.
we're not gonna do that. If you had a bottle of water in which you placed cigarette butts over time, similar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I like it. Let's see this.
Okay, so this is the... Cheeky bastard.
Yeah, it's a nice sweet scent.
A sweet nose. Sweet nose grope. It smells really good.
Yeah, it's got that. It's like a... I don't know what an English IPA is, but... It's got the bitterness, but it does have the sweetness. It's the bitterness of an IPA, but I don't know what that
it is. Smells like a nice fruity, like, oh, I'm gonna have a good time. I don't
like the fruits do. You know, they start their evenings at midnight, and they're out all through the hours.
We're talking about like the fruits that come plants.
They bloom into these
beautiful
fruits.
Young men and women.
Fruits.
It's too much for me, I think. It's a
this
little...
What, the sweetness
it's,
of the...
A, it's just, maybe I'm not in the mood for it, but it's just like, I would have to really struggle my way through that. And that's...
It is very fruity and floral.
It's just, there's, it's,
And then, on the back end there, it does have that bitterness of an IPA, which this is.
Yeah, it's just that kind of sour bitterness, I feel like after you've taken your sip and you let it sit for maybe like half a minute, and then you taste like whatever they used to make this taste the way it does, the original essence. It comes through at the end, but like when I'm drinking it, I'm like, I don't want to do this.
When I have it still in my mouth,
I just want to spit it out.
it's got the sweet kind of floral fruitiness to it, and then once you swallow it,
and then it's
that's when I get the bitter. I like it.
I could see drinking it if I were in the mood for that sort of thing.
Now, do you like IPAs?
I'm okay with them. I mean, I don't have a problem with them. But I think it is kind of a mood thing. Like I wouldn't want to do it all the time. Like sometimes I want to have something light and just like.
What do you usually drink? I don't know what you.
Well, what do I usually drink? What do we have? I have Yingling, I like, which is, nice craft brew.
craft brew.
What else do I drink? I mean, like, if I were going to just, like, go to the store,
I've seen Stella's in there before. And,
Stella's, that's usually Nicole. I like, Newcastle.
You get the brown ale on the Newcastle.
I like Killian's.
Yeah.
And then, like, on the lighter side, I like, this is probably just embarrassing. What is that? It's the one with the horse, Rolling Rock.
Yeah.
It's so light. It's like, you're not drinking anything.
A reason.
I don't know, but I like to go back and forth. So like I like right. like this like I like to get the Sam Adams like 2000 pack because right. you're like, hey, I'm gonna try a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'll try pretty much any of it, and a lot of it's, you know, it depends on the mood, I think.
Right.
And so right now that's definitely not me. I mean, there's nothing about it that I'm like, oh, in a different time, different place, I'd want it.
Right.
If I could drink it at a different time, I'd be okay with it. Right now, I wouldn't want to do much with that.
Okay.
Looks like I'm finishing this one up myself.
Yeah,
that's all for you. I'm so sorry. So this is the Florida Common. It's supposed to be more citrusy than California. Okay.
Just sniffer in there.
It smells like that cigarette butt water.
Okay.
No, it's
cigarette butt.
It does smell like you can smell the citrus.
Now this...
It smells.
We got fucking cats roaming the grounds here.
This nope, shit's going down.
That's not a cat.
It's a harmonica.
It's a harp.
I thought they were killing a cat.
Someone's honking on Bobo in there.
I've done that before. So usually I pay hope.
You don't pay a lot to honk on Bobo.
So it smells like the rind of citrus. It smells like citrus rind.
Okay.
Okay,
that's
a little more interesting. I feel like there's more going on with that.
Yeah, it does smell like the rind, not the strong scent of the actual fruit itself, but the kind of dull.
Yeah,
I like the scent.
Keep honking.
Keep
honking on Boba.
That's what some of the blues cats all. That's what they say. It's good. A lot of carbonation.
Yeah.
On the tongue.
Mm-hmm. It tingles. Oh, I just think that there's a lot more going on with this. So this tastes like, I mean, you drink it and there's like maybe a few phases of like what you're tasting. And then at the end, it's like the, if you do that, if you do that with your mouth, it's very sweet, but it's got the, it's like the interior, the pith or whatever, the white kind of exterior between
the membrane,
the orange, and its skin is
right.
this, and that you can only pick up at the end. But it's got that first thing that you taste in there. It's I don't know what it is. I mean, it's obviously the citrus, but it's a pronounced flavor. It's more interesting to me.
It does feel like, I'm not making a joke, but it does have the carbonation of a shitty beer. Like it... of like a... I'm not saying it's bad.
I'm not saying that it's a shitty beer, but if I were to compare it to a beer, the beer I'd compare it to would be a shitty beer.
Like if you did take like a... I don't know. A Budweiser or something. You just like boiled a bunch of citrus in it. Folks, if you're at home right now, run out to Publix, just boil. I do get,
as far as the carbonation is concerned,
and there is a taste of that kind of, I'm not knocking it, but maybe that's what a California common is. It's nothing special. It's we brew a lager.
Right.
You know, a fucking
it was common.
Budweiser. And then we throw in citrus. Because that's what we got around. I don't know what... I've never heard of a common.
Hindsight, we'll be able to look it up and then...
Right,
like, oh,
exactly.
I'm an idiot.
Put a little asterisk at the end. Like, this is what
the California common is, yeah.
It's not bad.
I think it's a lot more interesting. And it's definitely...
No,
it's,
yeah, it is, definitely. But there...
You're not contending with so much. It's not as heavy as the other one. I mean, just like in general, this is a beer that you can just kind of drink. It's got the bitterness to it, so you don't feel like you're not doing anything.
Yeah, it does have the like a bitterness of the citrus, like the rind. Like
yeah, exactly.
It would have the sweetness of it, a dull sweetness, and then the bitterness.
Mm-hmm. You really do get the sense of
citrus.
The citrus,
in yeah,
there,
so. Like just eating citrus.
Right.
Not because, you know, you drink it. It's
orange juice.
Oh, it's sweet.
It tastes... I feel like I'm drinking orange juice. And there's pulp in there.
It's like, you know, you're... you're out at the sports game when you were a kid. You were there.
Yeah,
there.
I did that
You've
all
been
the
there.
Time.
But like the, one of the mothers would bring orange.
No, this never happened slices. To me. Never. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, wait, the one that you put in your mouth and so it looks like your teeth are orange.
You'd put in there and you'd kind of suck. You'd eat the fruit, the juicy flesh.
The meat.
But you keep it in there a little too long and you'd get...
Yeah, you'd taste that.
You'd suck on it a little bit too much and you'd kind of penetrate... The rind would suck out that sort of bitter juice. When the juice comes in your mouth, you're gonna know it.
And you're gonna like it. You're gonna feel right.
You're gonna like it. Everything's right with the world.
So yeah, I mean, like comparing the two, I would definitely.
And that's a featured
Florida Common featured.
Florida Common beer. Featured, and this is on their rotating list. The Cheeky Bitch is on the rotating list, which actually we've seen a few drop from the rotating list since our last time.
And now the
Martin that we had last time is now the seasonal, which is going to go, who knows, through the season.
I
would assume people liked it, so they kept
bumped
it on.
It up
they're going to put that
on special.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Maybe they got some good feedback on it.
It's possible. They read our review. I'm like, oh, this is working for me.
Yeah, going back to this one.
Yeah, the cheeky monster.
Yeah, there's a big difference between the two. I know we said they look the same, but there's a big difference. Obviously, it's beer.
I mean, I appreciate the cheeky one a lot more. Now that I've been drinking it, right up front, you're like, it's like a kind of caramel type almost.
Yeah.
It's got the sweetness there.
Sweetness and yeah. After having, I mean, obviously you start mixing. Obviously everyone's fucking tongues and taste buds are different.
Yeah.
And then you have this and this, especially.
And you pour a little bit of one beer into the other one. You pee in it a little bit.
You mix it up again.
You want cigarette butts.
They won't tell you this at Sam Adams. On the commercials, you're not going to see this, but they're stuffing cigarette butts.
It's cigarette butts.
They're wringing out cigarette butts.
That's where the flavor comes from.
Exactly. They soak them in there weeks. They grab a ball out and just wring it out over each bottle.
And then you know, they feed the ball, because they don't want it to go to waste. They feed it to the homeless.
The homeless.
They eat the ball.
Hey, that's the Boston way.
That's what they call it, the Bobo
ball.
That's
what Samuel Adams was known for. Force feeding bottles of cigarette butts.
I mean, it's a fucked up legacy, but you know, it is what it is.
Whenever the Yankees would come to town, Sam Adams would come out, and he'd be, what are you fucking looking at, you queer? And he'd come out and he'd force feed them cigarette butts.
It was, I mean,
better times.
It's American history, you know, that's, yeah, one day we'll get back there.
One day force feeding bums, dirty cigarette butts. Will be commonplace.
Well, they deserve.
We'll see Obama out on the streets doing it. Taking place in the annual force feed a bum.
Oh my God! I can't
cigarettes.
Wait until it becomes a holiday.
Someday. We can hope, as Americans.
And pray.
So which one are you gonna pick?
If I had to choose, let me get one more sip of this cheeky bastard. Yeah, I mean It really does shed it in a new light when you've been drinking.
You've had something
the Florida, and you go back to the cheeky. I mean, I would still go with the Florida just because it's more my style.
You could pick that up and drink it and not have a problem. This one might be a little more harsh going down.
It's just not me. It's too much for me. Maybe it's just my mood. I don't know. Maybe get a better day, I'd be more into it, but not my thing. What about you?
Let me pound this.
Yeah. It was pounded.
Yeah, there's not much. I mean, calling it an IPA is a little much. Maybe just a pale ale, because it doesn't have the bite the
bite you're expecting
that you get from an IPA. I'd go with the cheeky bastard.
Wow,
that's mine.
What the fuck? Well, it's because he's
especially after, like
when you're comparing back to back.
Yeah, which again, you pour this, like, a complex beer on there and then another one, it's going to change the taste.
True.
Which,
it
like you
to...
said, you were drinking that more, the Florida Common, and then went to that. That had a different taste.
Yeah,
it does. Which is going to mix.
It changes.
Again, you pour a little, pour a little. But so, I think they're solid beers. I think they're good.
I don't think we've come across a beer that we'd be really...
I think what we should do with the... which one would you keep on the common, the everyday?
Neither of these.
Neither of them?
I mean, by comparison with what we've had before...
This is rotating. Would you put any of these on an everyday?
I don't think either of them are, go up to...
Like a solid enough where you would want to come back.
I wouldn't. That would be,
okay.
I wouldn't come back and try either of these.
You would keep these on rotating?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. Good
for them. I really messed up this time. Really let us down.